Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and there are at least two big stories from New York's public housing projects right now. Hundreds of millions of federal stimulus dollars coming to fix the notorious elevators, and a controversy over what kind of dogs tenants should be allowed to have. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan, who used to be Mayor Bloomberg's housing commissioner, so maybe he had a special place in his heart for New York's public housing, he announced the grant for elevator repair and for a total of 70 shovel-ready upgrades recently. As for the dogs, a reported increase in biting incidents has led to a size limit for new dogs and a ban on a fairly sizable list of specific breeds, which we'll get into. So let's press the down button and walk this dog and talk about both of these things. New York City, if you don't know these stats, has more than 400,000 people living in public housing. That includes more than 300 developments and more than 3,000 elevators. I'm not sure about the number of dogs, but with us now is Ann Washington, resident of the Grant Houses in West Harlem and a board member and a leader at the tenants activist group Community Voices Heard. Also, Damaris Reyes, executive director of the group Good Old Lower East Side, also involved in public housing policy. Damaris, welcome back. And Anne, welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Anne Washington, how bad are the elevators where you live?
Oh, my God. Terrible. Actually, it's like every week there is something going on in my building. Actually, in all of the development, people, that's one of their biggest peeves. They're complaining about the elevators. It's like every week there's either a breakdown or a shutdown or something is wrong with the elevators. You know, and I am very upset myself because, I mean, I have arthritis and the lady next to me is in a wheelchair. And there are many people that live here in public housing that have a lot of problems, you know, physical problems that can't make it down the stairs. I'm on the 17th floor. It's very difficult, you know. So,
Damaris Reyes, you live in the Baruch Houses on the Lower East Side. How bad are the elevators there?
They're pretty bad here as well. Despite that, around 10 years ago or so, new elevators were installed. We experienced regular breakdowns. I have a 13-year-old, and about 6 years ago, she got stuck in the elevator and had to climb out in between floors. So the conditions are bad. The sensors don't work. The doors used to close on people. It's pretty bad, and it's very similar to how Anne describes it. People constantly are complaining about the elevators and how dangerous they are.
How come, Damaris? Why do you think it was allowed to get to this point? We're talking about basic safety here.
Well, I think that, you know, there's a variety of issues. I think that, you know, as every year passes, the Housing Authority's capital budget decreases, and there's less money to make much-needed repairs. You know, the HUD and the federal government have been cutting, you know, NYCHA's operating and capital costs for years now. So I think that's one of the issues. I think that in some cases they're understaffed. And so, you know, regular visits, inspections, and maintenance don't necessarily occur the way that they should. And I guess overall it's just that they don't have enough money to make these much-needed repairs.
So here is the Housing and Urban Development Secretary of the United States, Sean Donovan, in New York the other week to announce $400 million for elevators and 70 shovel-ready public housing upgrades.
We're here today celebrating a new deal for public housing in New York and a new deal for public housing around this country. You will see released in a few weeks when we put out the details of President Obama's budget proposal, for the first time in 8 years, a commitment to full funding of the operating subsidy for public housing.
So, Anne Washington, are you and others at Community Voices Heard excited about this money, optimistic? Are you skeptical? What's your reaction to Sean Donovan?
Oh, no, we are very excited because I think it's really a great thing for public housing that they are concerned that we should get capital costs taken care of when it comes to public housing. But we feel that it really doesn't solve all of the problems, you know, especially with the elevators. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of places that they might feel that's much more important, like with my development, they haven't even been picked to get elevators taken care of. We just wish that, much more could be done for public housing, you know.
Well, it does say 70 shovel-ready projects will get funded. What would be at the top of your list?
Well, the top of my list actually would really be elevators. Elevators, to me, it's really the most important thing, especially with people coming in and out of their apartments, building, et cetera.
Anybody else from public housing projects happen to be listening right now? What would be at the top of your list now that they're going to fund 70 shovel-ready projects for public housing in New York City with stimulus money? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And you can also tell us about the controversy over dogs in your building, if this exists in your building, and you can give us your worst public housing elevator horror story if you have one. 212-433-WNYC for public housing residents, 212-433-9692. And Damaris, what else would you put at the top of your shovel-ready projects list besides the elevators?
Well, I think, they've done a pretty good job of allocating funding to the appropriate projects. I think the roof work that's going to be done and the brick work that's going to be done, and I think also the fact that a large portion of the stimulus money is going to be used towards making NYCHA more energy efficient with energy efficient appliances. I mean, that's a big issue right now and one that we all need to be paying attention to. So I think those are good projects. We don't necessarily have a problem with the way that NYCHA has allocated the stimulus funds. You know, it seems that those allocations were done in a responsible way into the most needed projects that NYCHA has been experiencing trouble with. I think, you know, the only issue that we've been hearing from residents is, you know, the fear that their developments or their elevators or the issues in their particular projects will not be addressed.
Ruben in Manhattan has something to say about the elevators. Hi, Ruben.
Hi. I live in public housing, and one of the biggest
You want to mention your project?
I'd rather not, but I will say that it's a very nice building. It's a small development, and the only real problem is there's a certain small percentage of somebody, either tent residents or people who get in the building, are using the elevators as toilets, and the corrosion, I believe, is what's causing these, one of the big problems causing the elevators to fail, and random vandalism, aside from whatever lack of maintenance you get from NYCHA, because I think they do have maintenance problems, but this certainly doesn't help.
Ruben, thank you. Beth in Manhattan, I think, reflects that this has been going on for a long time. Beth?
I am 63, soon to be 64, was born in the Fort Greene housing projects, and I remember my poor mother struggling, carrying both me and my slightly older brother up six flights of stairs all the time. On a weekly basis, the elevators would go out. I really remember that singularly. And although my parents were very happy to be in the housing projects, because for them it was an upgrade, they'd been living in a tenement, and in many ways it was very spacious. And that's what the housing projects were meant to be. They were meant to elevate people out of the tenements of the Lower East Side and so on around the city. And there were many good features there, especially our neighbors. But it's just inconceivable that in 64 years they haven't figured this out. I do understand, I don't know if the previous person said that it's often blamed on little boys urinating
yes,
in the elevators.
He said that. Yes.
But it really is a maintenance problem. They really I can't understand why they haven't gotten a grip on it.
Beth, thank you very much. But David in Brooklyn is a public housing carpenter and has a different view, I think. Right, David?
Yes, Brian. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm in a lot of the projects all over the city on a fairly regular basis, and we've seen a lot of problems with the elevators. And in my opinion, I think there are that people have to take over their buildings in some way and make people responsible for taking care of their property a little bit as well. I see brand new elevators that have just been installed in the last couple of years that have been vandalized and trashed out. And
so you think it'll be good money after bad with the stimulus funding to fix the elevators because tenants will just trash them out again?
I think that the public housing tenants have to join the employees in a campaign to make their buildings safer and cleaner and better run.
David, thank you. Ann Washington, how much do you agree with David?
Well, I agree with him, yes, in getting the tenants to work properly with the public housing, people. But I think really too many people complain and really blame the people that live in here, like the lady said previously, that people urinate in the elevators. They blame too much the tenants here. But I really do think it has a lot to do with the maintenance of the elevators and how much they take care of it. So I somewhat agree, but not completely.
Deborah from the Sheepshead Nostrum housing in Brooklyn has something she'd like to see stimulus money spent on. Yes, Deborah?
Yes. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I've lived in my apartment for over 20 years, and for the better part of that time, I've had very severe leaks in the bedrooms when it rains. I'm on the top floor, and the last week when we had the bad storm, my bedroom was totally flooded. It's very unhealthy, and I cannot ever fix up my bedroom.
And
it's
a mold threat, too, if you're getting constant water intrusion into your top floor apartment. Damaris Reyes, what can Deborah do as a tenant who's having constant leaks in her public housing top floor apartment? What can she do to put pressure to really get this permanently repaired?
Well, you know, there are a couple of things that she can do, but this is a common problem. Which is why some of this money is being used to repair the roofs and to repair the brickwork. A lot of it has to do with those two issues. But what she can do is she can take NYCHA to court. She can file what's known as an HP action. It's a housing part action in court where, you know, they will send an inspector to your apartment to look at the conditions, and then they will order issue violations to the housing authority and give them a certain amount of time to fix those conditions. And in situations like Deborah's, where it's really not an issue that can be fixed inside the apartment, sometimes there's not a lot of recourse after that. Another thing is to really get involved and join her fellow tenants in putting pressure on the housing authority to ensure that, you know, the development that she lives in is slated to have repairs done. So when NYCHA does their 5-year annual plan, her development and those issues will be included in that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain that if she's experiencing that problem, there's probably other tenants in her development that are experiencing it as
right.
well.
Good point. Gosh, we've used almost all our time talking about elevators and the stimulus, but I do want to touch on this dogs issue. There are certain incidents taking place or that have taken place recently that led to new rules on what kinds of dogs you can have. There are 30 breeds that are banned for acquiring them in the future, as well as size limits now on dogs. The breeds include Bull Terrier and Boston Terrier and a bunch of kinds of terriers out to the Korea Jindo dog, the Alangu Mastiff, and some other things. Damaris, is it right, in your opinion? First of all, are residents split on this, whether or not to ban certain kinds of dogs? This is really aimed at pit bulls, right?
I think that's right. I think there is some split among residents, but mostly because people are not necessarily always clear on the impact, right? As NYCHA puts this policy into effect, they make the case that they're trying to get rid of vicious dogs that, weigh over 25 pounds, dogs that poop all over the developments. But, our question is, is a smaller dog any less vicious? Does a smaller dog not, poop all over the development? That's not the case. That's not going to change the problem. So, residents are a little split, but I will say that, we've been working on this issue, and we have hundreds of residents in our neighborhood alone who are outraged, who are really afraid of being evicted, who feel like their pets are their family, and who feel like they will do whatever it takes to keep their animal. It's really a discriminatory policy because you can't say that any specific breed, there's not evidence that breeds in and of themselves are vicious, right? And when NYCHA says that they want to eliminate these vicious breeds, we feel like what they're saying is that we are vicious and we don't know how to keep our dogs, and so therefore we're going to penalize the many for the few dog bites and other incidents that have occurred.
We're already over time, but Ann Washington, are you on a side on this dog question?
I'm feeling very much like Damaris just said a moment ago, because there are so many people that I know in my building that really love their dogs, and it really is kind of discriminatory to pick certain dogs. I think maybe
you're not more afraid of pit bulls, for example, than German shepherds or whatever.
I think a vicious dog is a vicious dog. I know small dogs that can run and snap at you. I really don't think it really matters about what type of breed it is. It's how you take care of your dogs, how you train your dogs.
Right.
So I really don't think it has anything to do with specifically pit bulls. It really matters about the tenant or the person that have the dog and how much they or what they do about taking care of that dog.
All right.
Brian, if you would let me just say that.
You have 15 seconds.
Yeah, folks don't know this, but, Helen Keller chose a pit bull as her companion. And, Petey from The Little Rascals was also a pit bull. Those don't seem like vicious dogs to me. It's all about how you train them. I think that's how we need to work on this. Residents need to be involved in this policy and making these decisions.
Ann Washington, resident of Grant Houses in West Harlem, a board member and leader at Community Voices Heard. Damaris Reyes, who spoke last there, executive director of the good old Lower East Side and a resident of the Baruch Houses down on East Houston. And Damaris, by the way, will be back with WNYC again tomorrow morning for that event hosted by Rosie Perez at our green space about neighborhood preservation. Tickets at wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Thanks very much to both of you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. I wish I could speak more longer, but thank you.
We'll get you back, Ann. We'll get you back. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in just a minute. The unnatural act of the ultra marathon. Stay with us.